Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans and is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Her preaching today is entitled, Discipleship Causes Enlargement of the Heart.
A reading from Deuteronomy. Today the Lord is making this agreement with you. You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you. And provided you keep all his commandments, he will then raise you high in praise and renown and glory above all other nations he has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as God promised. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun to rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Deuteronomy tells us how Moses speaks for God to the people of Israel. The instructions are direct and concrete. God will be their God, and they are to be faithful to the commandments. They will be people sacred to the Lord, and God will raise them up in glory. Clear, almost elementary. Here is God's promise, and here is your part of the covenant. Matthew tells how Jesus speaks to his followers, reminding them of what they'd heard from long ago. Now, he takes them from an elementary understanding of their part of their covenant with God to a higher level. Perhaps we might say from elementary school to graduate school. Now, it is not just caring about their neighbors, their kinfolk. No, Jesus raises the arena of loving care to a universal plane. He even uses God as an example. After all, doesn't God have the rain fall and the sun shine on all creation? Not just on those who are good. Then Jesus turns to the hated tax collectors and even pagans, using them as examples of the older way, the elementary way. They love those who love them. Jesus calls his disciples, including us, to graduate level, to universal love and care. If we really want to be children of the Heavenly Father, we must resemble our God, our Father. Our love must reflect God's love, embracing all of creation, no exceptions. So today, we are challenged to expand our hearts, including all of creation in our loving embrace. Yes, Christian discipleship causes enlargement of the heart. This enlargement doesn't happen overnight, but it needs constant attention. Stretching the perimeters of our love demands a diet of prayer and exercising intense attention to all the creatures, human and others, whom we encounter daily. Blindness to them excludes them from our love. Such blindness is not acceptable if we are to love as God does. So, welcome to the Graduate School of God's Love, as people sacred to the Lord our God.